Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
Good morning. And welcome to this edition of Freedom's Call. Glad that you could join us this morning. And we're going to be talking this morning about the Antichrist. Is the Antichrist a Jew or is he a Gentile? This question's been debated for years. Some say that the Antichrist will be a Jew from the tribe of Dan. Others say he will build a temple for the Jews on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And in recent years, some say he will oversee the European Common Market or European Union and will be a man of peace. What does the Bible say about this Antichrist? In Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not found written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Well, that's the Antichrist. I've always thought that he would be a Jew, probably from one of the Western world nations, that he will come on the scene with a formula for peace. I never thought that he would be the one to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, but that he would move into it during the last 3.5 years of his reign, declaring himself to be God and demanding that the people of the world worship him, and he kills those who refuse to do so. Well, having taught through the book of Revelation twice in the last 4 years, and having studied other scriptures over many years referring to this last Gentile empire, which will exist on earth before Jesus comes to destroy it, I'm inclined to believe that the Antichrist is a Gentile and very likely will be a Muslim. In Daniel chapter 2, that dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had about the metallic image gives us a history of the Gentile governmental systems from the days of the Babylonian Empire down until the Ten-Toe Federation, which will come to power with the Antichrist, from the head to the toes. That image speaks of a Gentile government or empires. It gives us a complete history from the time of the Babylonian Empire until today and even through those 10 toes that will soon come to power with the Antichrist. The Antichrist will rule over that last governmental system, and this empire will trample down Jerusalem in the last days, as Jesus said. And in Luke 21:24, Jesus taught, "And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led away captive into all nations. Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." Well, true, the city was trampled down by the Roman Gentiles in 70 AD, but Zechariah chapter 14 says it's going to happen again in the last days. Revelation chapter 11 says the city will be treaded upon for 42 months in the time of the tribulation. Who will move into the city and take it over in those days? Well, the Antichrist and his followers. The word Antichrist only appears in the epistles of John, and the word means against Christ or instead of Christ. And when you compare the word to the beast in Revelation chapter 13 in those scriptures we just read, it's obvious that the Antichrist is against Christ. In John's epistles, the term refers to anyone who denies the deity of Jesus Christ. And denying that he is the Christ would make one an Antichrist. Well, Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. The Antichrist is the man of sin, son of perdition. Jesus has the power of God. The Antichrist is given the power of Satan. Jesus redeems the saints. The Antichrist makes war against them and seeks to destroy them. Revelation chapter 13 refers to this Antichrist as a beast. In the Greek, the word beast means a wild beast or a dangerous animal. So the characteristics of the Antichrist is that of a wild man, an evil and dangerous person who seeks to devour and to kill. When Hagar bore a son to Abraham named Ishmael, the Lord said he would be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand shall be against him. And Ishmael's descendants are the Arab people, a wilderness people, a wild people. They not only war against outsiders, but they war among themselves. They're like the wild donkeys that roam the wilderness. They're untamable. And I believe out of these people will come the beast, that wild, ferocious man of sin known as the Antichrist, a wild man whose hand will be against all men, who will conquer nations, and those that rebel against him will be slain in typical Islamic style, their heads cut off. Well, one man, even with the power of Satan indwelling him, could not possibly conquer the nations of the world and bring them under his control. However, the Bible says there's 10 kings, 10 nations that will come to power at the same time the Antichrist does, and they will give him their allegiance and power. Usually it's taught that these 10 kings or kingdoms will come from the Western world, from the European Union. Probably not. Those 10 toes of iron and clay that we see in that metallic image in Daniel 2, these represent the two segments of the old Roman Empire, which was divided into two areas, the West, headquartered in Rome, the East in Constantinople, Istanbul. And they cover most of the West, made up mostly of those European nations, while the East headquartered in Turkey and covered most of the Mid-East area. 5 of those toes would be the democratic Western nations, while on the other foot, those 5 toes would represent the Muslim nations under Islamic rule. Now, the Islamic toes could be considered to be iron. The Western democratic toes should be considered as clay. And the West and the East have not mixed well for centuries. And today, the West is trying to force democracy on many of those Islamic nations, such as Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're claiming that all of these uprisings in the Mideast and these Muslim nations, Arab nations, this is a desire for those people that they have to have a democracy. Well, that's not true. They don't want democracy. They don't understand democracy. The Islamic religion is opposed to democracy. Well, nonetheless, whatever they're doing is not working, for iron and clay, as the Bible says, do not mix. So it appears that in the last days that the iron Islamic nations will prevail over the West, and 10 Islamic nations will come to power and give allegiance to that Muslim Antichrist who will headquarter in Babylon, which is in modern-day Iraq. Now, in the last half of the tribulation period, he's going to take control of Jerusalem and move into the temple and be declared by the false prophet to be God and demands that all people worship him as such or be killed, beheaded. Well, it would be at this time that the God-believing Jews in Jerusalem and Israel will flee to a place of refuge that God's provided for them. You can read about that in Luke 21, verses 16 through 24, Mark chapter 13, verses 13 through 23, and in Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. Well, why would the Islamic nations completely place themselves under the Antichrist control? Well, right now, I mean, at this present day, they're talking about forming an alliance and have one man to be their supreme leader. And they're also looking for a Messiah to come, and they will be convinced that the Muslim Antichrist is their Messiah. He will hate Israel as much as they do. He has an agenda to completely destroy the Jewish people and that nation, as seen in Revelation chapter 12. And why would the Western nations, why would they, and even the nations of the Far East, submit to the control of the Antichrist? Well, because his 10 Islamic Nation Federation will control much of the oil supply of the world, and without that oil, the U.S., Europe, and Far Eastern nations would see their economies completely collapse. They would have no military capability of staging a counterattack to regain control of those oil fields. And friends, that's what's going to happen when the nations of the world come into Israel for that great battle of Armageddon. The Antichrist will headquarter in Babylon, the literal city of Babylon, which is located in modern-day Iraq. And due to the vast wealth of this area, due to that oil and other wealth, that's all going to be under the control of the Antichrist. And he will have the power to manipulate the nations of the world. Modern-day Babylon will become a wealthy commerce center of the world. Revelation chapter 17 and 18 talks about this wealth and its false religious system and how God's going to completely destroy both. The Babylonian mystic religious system got its beginning at the Tower of Babel, Babylon, and it's influenced every empire of the world, every nation of the world, and that system is known by the Bible as the mother of harlots. Now, the word harlot refers to idol, which causes idol worshipers to commit spiritual adultery against God. Many prophecy teachers and writers today say that modern-day Babylon is Rome and that the mother of harlots is the Catholic Church headquartered at the Vatican. Not so. I believe that that's the daughter of the mother of harlots, which has been guilty of promoting that harlot religious system for centuries now. In the last days, when Israel's being overrun by the Gentile armies, they will cry out to the Lord for deliverance. And when Jesus appears to destroy those armies of the world, Revelation chapter 19, the Jews will then accept him as the Messiah, and a nation will be born spiritually in a day. It is at that day when the Islamic nations see who the real Messiah is and realize that they've been deceived in believing a fatal lie. Too late, they'll realize there is no Allah, and that Muhammad is a fraud. Well, in closing, let me say that I believe Jesus is coming soon. Have you accepted the eternal life that he offers? Are you ready to meet him when he comes? If not, you have the opportunity to accept him as your Savior right now. Confess to him that you're a sinner, that you're in need of his salvation. Ask him to forgive you of your sin and give you the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And then once Christ has saved you, you need to be baptized and become a member of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church where you can be taught to become a fruit-bearing disciple of Jesus Christ to bring much glory and honor to Almighty God. Well, that's all the time that we have for the message today. I do thank you for joining us. And I hope that you'll tune in again next week, Lord willing, at this same time for another message from God's Word. I am free.